What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, today I'm going to be doing my picks for week number 17. Guys, we have two more weeks left of football to be played. There was a lot of crazy games during Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The Green Bay Packers beat the Miami Dolphins 26-20. That was a big win for the Cheeseheads. The Packers are still alive in the playoff picture, you know. How about the Giants and the Vikings? Oh, that game was so close, you know. The Vikings winning that game by a huge 61-yard field goal. So, yeah. Anyways, guys, we're going into this week with a lot of big games on the line. There's going to be a lot of eliminations happening. But anyways, let's get into this week. Thursday night, we have the... start Thursday night football. We have Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys coming off a win against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys will be going on the road and playing the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are coming off a loss to the Houston Texans. Ryan Tannehill just been reported he's going to be out for the season. Which doesn't spell any good. That doesn't spell any good news for this Titans offense. Especially when you're going up, you know, now look it. Even though the Titans were going up against the Dallas Cowboys defense, the Cowboys defense hasn't looked that good for the past 3 weeks. You know, Gardner Minshew, he was looking pretty good out there. I mean, the guy only, if it wasn't for any little mistakes, I think, by Gardner Minshew, I think the Eagles could have won that game. But this is going to be an interesting game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans go into this game and doing whatever they can to stay in. You know, obviously, the Titans can still get into the postseason. You know, if they can somehow win, if they can win the AFC South, you know, they're gonna be the number four seed in the AFC conference. But I look at this game and I just don't know. You know, because I like Malik Willis. You guys have heard me speak highly of this kid during my mock draft. You know, As much as I love Malik Willis and as much as I praise this kid, I just don't think the Titans are gonna have enough to beat the Cowboys. Now, do I think this is a close game? Absolutely, because you know we just don't know which Cowboys defense we're gonna get going into this week. You know, you never know. You know, we can't, you know, we don't know how Dak Prescott's going to look either. I mean, Dak Prescott, even in the games he's won, I mean, like, Dak Prescott literally struggled against a backup. You know, so, I mean, you never know what can happen. So, anyone can make an argument that this game could go either way if everything falls in the right places for the Titans. But... as much as I hate saying this, I'm gonna have to take the Cowboys, just because they're a little bit talented. They have a little bit more talent than Titans at the wide receiver position, you know. And without your starting quarterback, and I'm not saying Malik Willis. I'm not saying Malik Willis can't get things can't get anything going, because I do believe if you surround this kid with a very good offense, I think he can give you a shot to win. But he's a rookie. He's young. It's gonna take time for him to get better. I'm gonna take the Cowboys to win this game, but I think I can see this game being close. But I'm gonna take the Cowboys to win this game. But Tennessee, I would love it if you guys win this game on Thursday night. Nothing would be better to see the Cowboys lose, especially entering New Year's Day. It would be amazing to see the Cowboys suck in prime time. But I'm gonna take the Cowboys to win this game. Alright guys, let's head to Sunday. We have the Denver Broncos. They're going to be going on the road, and they're going to be playing... Well, the Broncos, first of all, coming off a... Well, no one should be surprised. The Broncos got humiliated by Baker Mayfield and the Los Angeles Rams, 51-14. The Broncos were absolutely atrocious. Nathaniel Hackett, finally the reports came out. He got fired, thank God. Now, the Broncos are going to go on the road, and they're going to be playing their arch rival, the Kansas City Chiefs. This time, it's going to be in Arrowhead. And there's really nothing to talk about. I'm taking the Chiefs. The Broncos, they're a mess, they're not winning this game. This is going to be a blowout, especially when you're playing in very cold, cold weather, I just don't see the Broncos. They have no shot. They have no shot winning this game. And I understand the last time these two played, the Broncos had a shot. But, you're going on the road. You're playing in cold, negative degree weather. I just don't see the Broncos even having a shot. Look, if I'm Denver, just lose out. Try to get that top pick in next year's draft. And address your offensive line, because I honestly do think the Denver Broncos are a good team. Maybe I was too harsh on Russell Wilson. Going into the season, I expected the Denver Broncos to be a very good team this year. You clearly got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Russell Wilson. You got a talented receiving core, that features Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. You got pieces. You got a very talented running back duo in Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. The Broncos' defense, even when they got rid of Von Miller, has shown that they have the capabilities stepping up to opposing offenses, But obviously the question we need to know is who's going to be the head coach. And a lot of people are saying maybe Sean Payton could fit the head coaching position. Maybe he could be a head coach the Broncos need, because Russell Wilson, he's an old guy. Drew Brees was an old guy too, and Sean Payton did a great job working with Drew Brees in New Orleans. But we're gonna have to see. I think what they need a open-minded offensive coordinator that can help, that can help Russell Wilson lead this offense. Because obviously, in today's game, you need to have. Today's game is all about offense now. If you want to win now, you need to have a staff that features mostly offense than defense, because that's how the league runs now. The league runs through offense. So the Broncos need to find an offensive coordinator that can lead this team and win games. But I'm going to take the Chiefs to win this game. Give me Kansas City. All right, guys, we got a pretty interesting game. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars, the Jaguars coming off a huge primetime win over the New York Jets. The Jaguars are going on the road, and they got another easy opponent. They're going to be going on the road, and they're going to be playing the Houston Texans. There's really nothing to say here. Even though the Texans beat the Titans, you know, and the Texans, and I'm not going to take anything away from Houston. The Texans, even though they don't have a winning record, they've been competing in some of these games. But, you know, obviously if you're a Jaguars fan, you're going to want to keep on winning and secure the number 4 seed in the AFC. You know, I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars to win this game and go 8-8. This could be a close game. You know, I've been very impressed on how the Texans have been playing, especially on the defensive side, you know. You know, but the Jaguars, you know, they're the better team, you know, and they could potentially win the AFC South if things end up going their way. I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars to beat the Texans. I'm going to go with the Jaguars. All right, guys. Let's head to New England. Let's head to Baltimore. We got the Ravens. The Ravens are coming off a huge win, beating the Atlanta Falcons. They're gonna be facing their arch rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers, they're coming off a win as well. You know. So the Steelers, they're 7-8. Obviously Pittsburgh, the Steelers are still mathematically alive in the playoff picture. This is gonna be an interesting game, you know. Lamar Jackson, I'm hearing that he should be back for this game. Kenny Pickett, he's been very impressive for the past, I don't know, ever since he, the Steelers played the Colts. You know, the Steelers have been very, very good. You know, they're 7-8. You know, they're 3 spots out of the playoff picture. You know, this would be a huge win for Pittsburgh if they beat the Ravens. And I think that happens. I think that happens this week. I think the Steelers win this game. And here's why. And you guys know how much I respect Lamar Jackson. I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan. But the Ravens, you know, they haven't. Even in the games that, even though they're winning, this team hasn't looked impressive enough to make me even pick them to win. You know, it's mostly been their defense that's been helping them win these crucial games. You know, I feel like the Steelers are a better team right now. You know, they got a talented receiving core. Kenny Pickett, he's getting things going, you know, and it seems like he's understanding this offense. You got a top 10 running back. You got a running back in Najee Harris, who, in my opinion, is a top 10 running back, you know. And you got a defense that features TJ Watt, who is literally explosive, you know. In the second, you know, and as long as TJ Watt is healthy, this team will be tough to stop, because the Steelers have a winning record whenever TJ Watt is active. You know, I just don't see how to do I think this can be a close game? Yeah, you know, because you never know. You know, it always comes down to the wire between the Steelers and the Ravens. You know, but I think the Steelers, even though they don't have a better record than the Ravens, I think they've been playing better football, and I think the Steelers win this game on the road and beat the Ravens and go 8-8. So I'm going to go with the Steelers to win this game. All right, guys, let's head to Foxborough. We got the New England Patriots. The Patriots, they're coming off a loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be playing their arch rival, the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are coming off a crazy loss to the Green Bay Packers. Both teams are trying to fight for the number 6 or 7 seed. This is going to be a weird game, you know, because I honestly don't know who to pick. You know, Tua Tagovailoa is not going to be playing this week. It's been reported that he's going to be in concussion protocol. So this is going to be a weird game. Even if Teddy Bridgewater plays, I still think the Dolphins have enough to beat the Patriots. You know, I haven't been impressed with Mac Jones in this offense. You know, I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of diversity in this locker room for the Patriots. This will be a close game, you know, because I do love the Patriots defense, you know, but I think, you know, I just can't trust this Patriots offense, you know. I think the Dolphins have way more talent than the Patriots do, and I think the Dolphins go into Foxborough, it's tough to go on the road and beat Bill Belichick, but I just think the Dolphins overall are the better team, you know. So I'm gonna take the Dolphins to win this game and go 9-7 and stay in the playoff picture. So I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. All right, guys, let's head to Washington D.C. We got the Commanders. The Commanders are coming off a loss to the San Francisco 49ers. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. So, it looks like Taylor Heinicke is not going to be playing anymore. It's been reported that Ron Rivera is going to be switching back to Carson Wentz to start this game. You know, and I don't know why Ron Rivera made that decision when you're literally in a big crucial game. If the Cleveland Browns beat the Commanders are eliminated. And I just don't get this decision. Why would you turn to a guy when he literally has not done anything for you but suck week in and week out? You know? Now, you never know. Maybe Carson Wentz goes into this game and he flat out impresses everyone. You know, I don't know, because you can't trust Carson Wentz. You know, this is literally the same Carson Wentz we've all been witnessing for, you know, ever since the departure between Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles. Ever since this guy has left the Eagles, this guy has been horrible. When he went to the Colts, he couldn't beat a bad Jacksonville Jaguars team. And then he goes into this season, then he gets signed to the Commanders, and he got benched. He got benched, and a backup took his spot for a lot of weeks. I don't know who wins this game. I think this is going to be a boring game, you know, just because I have Deshaun Watson, you know, he hasn't looked all that great. Now the Browns, they are dealing with injuries, you know, but this could go either way. You know, the Browns, I think the Browns might go into this game and just play I don't care type football just because they're eliminated. I'm going to take, you know, when I look at this game, if Taylor Heinicke was playing in this game, I think Washington wins this. You know, because I think this guy has shown the ability that he can show up in any given moment for the Commanders. I can't take Washington. I'm sorry, Commanders fans, but I can't. I'm pretty sure some of you guys agree with me on that statement. But I just can't. Why would you want to trust a guy who literally has not done anything for you but suck? Like, why would you want that? You know, I can't trust a guy like that, you know? Now, do I think this is a close game? Yeah, because the Browns offense, they're twice as worse than the Commanders, you know? But I just feel like I feel like the Browns, at least they have a quarterback who can lead their offense. The Commanders don't. You know? I'm going to take the Browns to win this game, but this is going to be one ugly game. But I'm going to take the Browns. All right, guys, let's head to Las Vegas, Nevada. We got the Raiders. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing the San Francisco 49ers. The Raiders are still alive in the playoff picture, but that's not going to happen because the 49ers, I mean, I don't know. You know, the Raiders, they're not a bad team, you know. They're not a bad team, you know, but I don't know what, like, the future seems very gloomy for this team, you know. What do you do if you're the Raiders? I mean, you lost to a rookie quarterback in Kenny Pickett, who don't get me wrong, this guy has been very impressive, you know. But why would I pick the Raiders over literally a possible Super Bowl contender in the San Francisco 49ers? I would love to see the Raiders win this game, you know. But the 49ers overall, they're just a better team. You know, they got way more, you know, everywhere you look on this roster for the 49ers, you see nothing but talent. You literally got the best tight end. You got one of the best tight ends in the league. You know, you got a guy in Brock Purdy who's been so far impressive. And people can say that, oh, it's not because of him, it's because of the roster he's playing with. I mean, look at, he has Christian McCaffrey. He has Deebo Samuel. He has Brandon Ayuk. Look at the defense he has. Look at the defense he's playing with. You know, I understand that, but look at, even in situations where the 49ers haven't been there, this guy has shown that he can take care all of that by himself. You know? The 49ers, they're going to go into this game and dominate. Now, you never know. Maybe, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, because the Raiders could make this a game. You know, I mean, we can't act like the Raiders don't have talent. I mean, they do. They got Davante Adams, who's clearly one of the best route runners in the league, who can catch any pass if you throw it up to him. You know, I like Josh Jacobs. I like Max Crosby. I like Chandler Jones. You know, but overall, the 49ers have a better team. You know, I don't know what we're going to get out of Derek Carr going into this game, you know. But I'm going to take the 49ers to win this one. Sorry, Raiders fans, but hey, if you guys win this game, that's huge. But I'm going to take the 49ers to win this one. All right, guys, let's head to Seattle, Washington. We got the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks coming off another loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing the New York Jets. The Jets are also coming off a loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I really don't know what to say about this game. You know, because this could be an interesting one. Zach Wilson will not be playing in this one. He's inactive. So it looks like Mike White's going to be back at... Looks like Mike White's going to be starting at quarterback for this Jets team, which I'm pretty sure a lot of Jets fans are excited for that. You know? I don't know what... I don't know who to pick, you know? Looking at the entirety of this game, this could be a low-scoring game. Geno Smith and this offense has not... ascending at, you know, as they were in the beginning of the season. You know, same thing for the Jets offense, you know. But that, you know, and I'm going to get to this. I'm going to get to the entire Zach Wilson situation. But both offenses have been anemic as hell. I think both defenses are going to kill one another, you know. But look at, when I look at this game, both offenses are not different. I mean, both offenses have very great receiving cores. They both have both of these teams have offensive lines that are ascending in the right direction. But both quarterbacks have been sucking like hell. But Zach Wilson's not playing. So for that, I'm going to take the Jets. I think Mike White leads this offense into a tough environment. And I think he gets the Jets the win here on Sunday in a big game. And he gets the Jets one spot out of the playoff picture. You know, but here's what I gotta say about the entire Zach Wilson situation. You know, because this entire situation about this kid has been talked about for weeks and weeks, ever since the Jets got demolished by the Jacksonville Jaguars 19-3. The media has been going at this guy for weeks, and I think it's time for Dr. Justin to fix this, you know, to fix the virus that has got into this kid. Look, if you're gonna ask me, Justin, does Zach Wilson deserve to be at? Does he deserve to be playing in the New York market? It's clear to say no. You know, and I'm not trying to say that the kid can't play. I think the kid is talented. I said to myself, when I saw this kid play in his rookie year, he kind of reminded me, and most of you guys heard me say this, he kind of reminded me of a smaller Kyler Murray. You know. He can ball. I think this kid can play. I just don't think he has the right coach. You know, I mean, look at Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones was in this. He was literally in the same, like, he was in the same scenario as Zach Wilson was. You know, but I think the little difference between Zach Wilson's situation to Daniel Jones' situation is that Daniel Jones, he went into an offense that literally had nothing but a great running back in Saquon Barkley. This kid is literally in his second year, and he has a great receiving core that features Garrett Wilson, you know, like, I forgot all the other guys' names, but I look at that offense, and I'm looking at the pieces Zach Wilson had, and, like, do you, like, imagine what Daniel Jones would do if he had a Garrett Wilson, you know, if he had those type of pieces around him. And just seeing what Daniel Jones is doing right now with no receivers, Daniel Jones literally just went into Minnesota and almost beat the Vikings. If it wasn't for the Giants defense lacking on that third and 10 play. If Daniel Jones had those weapons, Daniel Jones would, he, his number,
it would be clear to say Daniel Jones would look way better than
he would look way better than Zach Wilson. You know,
but Daniel Jones doesn't have that, you know? Now, if he, Daniel Jones, he's showing signs that he can provide any offense, you know, with, you know, with a lot of point. He can provide any offense with a boost because he's doing that with an offense that has nothing but a great running back, you know? And a pretty good rookie tight end in Daniel Bellinger. Zach Wilson has a better offense than Daniel Jones has, you know? And Zach Wilson's struggling. You know, I don't know. And I'm not, and I'm hoping this kid doesn't end up being a backup. And I don't think he will. He's too young to be a backup, you know? But the Jets are in a tough situation now because they're, you know, a lot of Jets fans don't like this, you know. Like, whenever this guy goes on the field, there's nothing but bad energy. A lot of Jets fans were booing this kid off when he got pulled out of the game by Robert Saleh, you know. But whenever Mike White's on the field, the energy, like, rises up, you know. It's like a fresh breath of air, you know, and it sucks, you know, but... That's the tough part of being a quarterback. That's the tough and scary part of being a pro athlete in the New York, you know, in the New York sports market, because you got to deal with the media, you got to deal with the fans, you know, because, you know why? Because New York fans want to win, you know. I'm an upstate New Yorker, you know. Us fans, we love to win, you know. And if we see something happening that's so crappy, we're gonna call it out. If we see a player that's not doing their job, we're gonna call it. We're gonna call you out, you know, because we want to win. It's not that we don't hate you. It's just that we want to win. But I think the Jets do win this game because Mike White, he clearly provides this offense with a better chance to win. More than Zach Wilson. You know, and look, I'm not trying to say this kid doesn't have a shot at leading a team to a playoff, you know, run. But he just, for some reason, he doesn't fit this organization. You know, I think the Jets win this game. I think it's a close one, you know, because obviously the Seahawks, they're another team that's fighting for a playoff spot as well. But I'm gonna take the Seahawks. I'm gonna take the Jets to win this game and stay alive in the playoff picture. All right, guys, let's head to SoFi Stadium. We got the Los Angeles Rams. They're going to be facing the Los Angeles Chargers. It's the Los Angeles game. We got the Rams facing the Chargers. The Chargers are coming off a huge win, beating the Indianapolis Colts. The Chargers have now clinched the number 6 seed in the AFC, and they're going to be playing the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams coming off a dominating win over the Denver Broncos. This is going to be an interesting game, you know, because the Chargers offense, even though they won, have not looked that impressive. Justin Herbert got sacked 5 times and threw an interception, you know, and Baker Mayfield, he's coming off a dominating win, you know, throwing, you know, having over 200 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. I look at this game and I would be a fool to pick the Broncos. I would be a fool to say that Baker Mayfield is gonna go to SoFi Stadium and beat Justin Herbert. I actually think this could go either way, you know.
You know, obviously Justin Herbert, he's going into it. He's making his first ever playoff run as a quarterback. You know, for the Chargers. You know. You know, I'm gonna trust Justin Herbert. I'm gonna trust this guy. You know, I think the Chargers go into this game and they win it. You know, I think it does go down to the wire, but I think the Chargers edge out the Rams by a field goal. But I'm gonna take the Chargers to win this game and go 10-6 and move up in the play and move up to the number 5 seed. So, give me the Chargers. All right, guys, we got a big matchup. We got a big NFC South matchup. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers coming off an ugly win over the Arizona Cardinals in overtime, 19-16. They're going to be playing the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers coming off a dominating win, beating the Detroit Lions. This is going to be an interesting game, you know, because Tom Brady, he's going to be facing a Panthers team that somehow is ascending, you know. And look it, even though I might get my pick wrong, I would love to see Tom Brady in this offense lose this game. You know, this would be a huge win for the Panthers if they go to Tampa Bay and beat the Bucks. And do I think there's a shot that happens? Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to risk it. I'm going to take the Panthers. And there's a lot of reasons why. First of all, the Buccaneers' offense is horrible. Their defense, it's okay. Their secondary is not that good. The Panthers' offense is literally putting up more points than the first team in the NFC South, in the Buccaneers. You know, there is no way the Panthers should lose this game. You know, Tom Brady, he doesn't look like himself. It's clear to say that this guy, it's clear to anyone that this guy is gonna retire. You know, I love what the Panthers are doing. They're putting up points. Their defense looks very good, you know. And there's no way that the Panthers should lose this game, especially against a Buccaneers offense that literally could not put up points against a Cardinals team that just sucks. I'm going to take the Panthers in an upset. And if the Panthers win this game, they're going to be in first place. And you know what that means? The Panthers are going to be the number 4 seed in the NFC Conference. Give me the Carolina Panthers to win this game. I'm going to go with the Panthers. So, give me Carolina. All right, guys. We got a boring game heading into Atlanta, Georgia. We got the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are coming off a loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're going to be playing the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are also coming off a loss to the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are also coming off a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. This is going to be a crappy game. I don't know who's going to win. Both teams are clearly rebuilding. But I'll edge it out the Cardinals. You know, at least they have something going. You know, I thought they played the Buccaneers pretty well. You know, even though they put up nothing but field goals and not touchdowns. You know, I'm going to take the Cardinals to win this game and beat the Falcons. Blech, who cares about that game? All right, guys, let's head to Detroit. We have the Lions. They're coming off a loss to the Carolina Panthers. They're going to be playing the Chicago Bears. The Bears are coming off a sad loss to the Buffalo Bills. This is going to be a pretty interesting game. You know, we all know whenever the Bears and the Lions play, it always comes down to the wire. The last time these two played, you know, we we had a shootout. You know, the Lions beat the Chicago Bears in a close one. I forgot the score. I think it was, 32-31? I forgot. But I knew, I don't know what the final score was, but I know it was a close game. Oh, man. I don't know who to pick. But look it. I can't believe I'm saying this about the Chicago Bears. But I think the Chicago Bears have found their quarterback of the future in Justin Fields. And the reason why I didn't want this kid getting drafted to this franchise, because we know for a long time this organization has had trouble, you know, finding the right quarterback. I mean, you go from Jim McMahon to Jay Cutler to Mitchell Trubisky. Like, all of those guys were flukes, you know, to now this kid, Justin freaking Fields. You know, I look at this game and I love what I saw from Justin. I love what I'm seeing from this kid. You know, it seems like the Bears offense, even though it's not an entire explosive offense, you know, they're putting Justin Fields in, comfortable situations. Situations where he can handle, you know, and they're putting him in plays where he can dominate him, you know. It's clear to say that this guy is a running quarterback, you know. Now, I'm not saying he's like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but he can run the football pretty well. I mean, this kid at the NFL Combine, in the NFL Combine, this guy ran 4.4. Justin Fields is pretty fast. You know, I would love to see the Bears offense utilize his passing skills. You know, but you know, it's clear that this guy, he's very dominant in the read option, play action passing game. You know, and I think the Bears, you know, now the Bears defense is horrible, you know, so maybe we have another high scoring. You can already say that, oh, we're going to have another high scoring game, you know, but the Lions, they are at home, you know, I don't know. The Bears, we don't really know how the Bears offense is gonna look, you know. But I think this could go either way, but I'm sorry, Bears fans. I'm gonna edge it out the Lions. And here's why. I just feel like the Lions have a lot more talent than the Bears do. You know, I think the Lions defense has shown up, you know, in crucial games. Even though the Lions got dominated last week to the Carolina Panthers, I'm talking about overall the Lions defense is much better than the Chicago Bears. You know, I think the only thing the Bears have that's better than the Lions is the quarterback. I mean, Justin Fields and Jared Goff, those are two completely different quarterbacks. You know, but Jared Goff, Jared Goff is playing with a lot of talent. I mean, I think the Lions win this game. It's going to be at home. I'm going to go with the Lions to win a very close one. This could go down to the wire, but I'm going to go with the Lions to win this game and go 8-8. And the Lions win this game, and if the Commanders lose, the Lions are going to be the number 7 seed in the NFC Conference. I'm going to go with the Lions. All right, guys, let's head to MetLife Stadium. We got the New York Giants, my New York Giants. Giants are coming off a close loss to the Minnesota Vikings, losing 27-24. They're going to be playing
the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts were coming off a loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. And here's what I gotta say. Big game, crucial game going into this week. This is going to be a loud game. It's going to be crazy. And I'm pretty sure you guys obviously have been hearing me talk about this game for the past 2 days. And I'm gonna continue on talking about it until we get to this game. You know, this is going to be a fun game for the Giants because it's clear that the Giants are the better team. You know, and even though we lost, and I don't care what people say about the Vikings. People can say that the Vikings are probably going to be a one and done team because they almost lost to a 4-1 Colts team. You know, but even though they got dominated in the first half by the Colts, look, they came back and beat the Colts in overtime. You know, a lot of people are literally arguing it. They don't know which Vikings team they're going to get. They don't know if they're going to get, you know, the Vikings team they had in the first half against the Colts or in the second half against the Colts. You know, but even, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the Colts, they're a good team. This is a 12-win team who has nothing but talent. You got a really good running back in Dalvin Cook. You got a very bright and young great receiver in. You got a all-around great receiver in Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, you know, TJ Hockenson. The Vikings have a respectable defense. And the Giants still, they went on the road in a tough environment to play at, and we still fought, and we still held in with what probably one of the best teams in the NFC. You know, and to Daniel Jones, I think Daniel Jones has shown some things that he could be the Giants quarterback. I mean, Daniel Jones did step up in some tough situations against the Vikings. You know, he did lead the Giants back into the game and got the extra 2-point conversion. If it wasn't for our defense lacking on that third and long play, we could have had a shot at winning that game in overtime. Because our offense was killing the Vikings defense. You know? The Giants will win this game. I'm taking my Giants. And we will clinch the playoffs. And we will be the number 6 seed in the NFC playoff picture. And here's why. For one, we're going to be at home. Two, the Giants should be getting some of our pieces back in the secondary. Hopefully, we could get Aziz Ojulari back. You know, and number three, this offense will get better. Like I said before, guys, this offensive line, this is a team that you shouldn't expect to dominate. This is a team that no one should expect to dominate. Like, no one should expect the Giants to go into any game and to look very good because this is a rebuilding team, you know. But I think Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley for this entire season have shown everyone that they can lead a team if you surround them with the right pieces. And that's what I'm getting from these two guys, you know. And look, I don't care what people have to say. You know, people can still doubt Daniel Jones. People can still hate Daniel Jones, but I don't care. That's not going to change how I think about Daniel Jones and what my feelings are for this guy. You know, I feel like this guy, he's not an Eli Manning. He is much better than Eli Manning in the pocket. He can throw the football pretty well. And he can do one thing that Eli Manning has never done in his career, and that's run the football in tough situations. The Giants will win this game. You know, we're the better team. We'll win this game. I'm taking the Giants to beat the Colts. Give me the Giants.
All right, guys, let's head to Philadelphia. We got the let's head to Green Bay. We got the Packers. They're going to be at home, and they're going to be playing the Minnesota Vikings. The last time these two played, the Vikings beat the Packers. I don't really know what to say about this game, you know, because I think we're starting to get a different Packers team, you know, going into the second half of the season. I mean, the Packers have been playing pretty good football. I mean, the Packers are in a 3-game winning streak. You know, that win over the Miami Dolphins was a huge win. You know, that was a very impressive win for the Green Bay Packers. You know, going on the road and beating the Dolphins, it's not easy, especially with those weapons that Tua Tagovailoa has with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and that defense. You know, Aaron Rodgers and this offense still found a way to get back into the game and beat a pretty good football team. You know, they're at home, they're playing a Vikings team that you never know what's going to happen. You never know if they're going to come back or not. You know, they'll be down by 30 points, 40 points, and they'll still come back. You know, I love how the Pack. I think this is going to be a very fun game to watch. You know, I love how the Packers defense looks a whole lot better than it has looked in the beginning of the season. Aaron Rodgers and this offense seems more connected now. Receivers are making plays on the outside. The running game looks very good. But can the Packers do the same thing against the Vikings? You know, I don't know. But you know what? I think when I look at this game as a whole, I think it's gonna go down to which quarterback can just show out in a big and crucial game. I'm gonna take the upset because I'm pretty sure the Vikings are favored in this game. I'm gonna take the upset and I'm gonna take the Green Bay Packers to upset the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm gonna take the Packers to win this game and go 8-8. And get into the playoff picture. I'm taking the Cheeseheads. Oh wait, no, not yet. If the Packers win this game, they're gonna be one game out of the playoff picture. But I'm gonna take the Packers to win this game. I can't trust the Vikings, you know, because you really don't know what's gonna happen. I feel like I'm gonna take the Packers just because I think they have improved as a whole in every area of the game. The defense looks good. Special teams looks good. You know, and the offense is rolling. You know, and this kid, Christian Watson, is looking like he could become the number one receiver for this Packers offense. I'm going to take the Packers to win this game and go 8-8. I'm going with the Packers. Give me Green Bay. All right, guys. Let's head to Philadelphia. We got the Eagles. They're going to be at home and playing the New Orleans Saints. I'm assuming Jalen Hurts is going to be back for this game, and I'm going to take the Eagles to win this one. The Saints are a mess. They're not that good of a team. I'm going to take the Eagles to win this game. And if the Eagles do win this game, they're going to clinch the division. And win the NFC East for the first time in, I don't know, what, 3 years? So I'm going to take the Eagles to win this game and go 14-2. Give me the Eagles to beat the Saints. And guys, we have Monday Night Football. We got a big game. We got Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are coming off a win over the Chicago Bears. The Bills are going to be going on. They're going to be going on the road to jumping, baby. They're going to be going on the road and playing Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Big game right here. You know, we got the 12-3 Bills going up against the 11-4 Bengals. Fun game to watch here. Obviously, the Bills are fighting for that number one seed in the AFC. Oh, this is tough. I don't know the pick. But this is, it's okay. First of all, this game's definitely gonna go down to the wire. It's gonna be a fun game. I don't know. I'm gonna trust the Bills one more time. I'm sorry. As much as I like Joe Burrow, I'm gonna take Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to win this game by a field goal. I think this game goes down to the wire, but I think the Bills win this game, and the Bills go 13-3. They'll get back into the number one seed in the AFC. And yeah, I'm gonna take the Bills to beat the Bengals by a field goal. And there you go, Bills Mafia. I got you guys winning once again. Shout out to AJ, who is a Bills fan. So yeah, guys, those are my picks for week number 17. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys enjoyed my picks. Let me know if you guys have any questions about the teams I have winning or the teams that I have losing for this week. And yeah, but anyways, guys, I'll see you guys on Sunday when I do my post-game reaction on my podcast for the Giants and Colts game. And hopefully you guys can hear me screaming and yelling in a good way, you know? And yeah, until then, I'll see you guys. I hope you all have a wonderful week, you know? And I also hope you all have a wonderful New Year's Eve, you know, on New Year's Day. Yeah, but until then, I'm out. Peace out.